Welcome to the Patient Zero podcast, where the thoughts of one become the needs of many. Join us on this journey in which the universe is viewed through a different lens than you may have imagined. We are the one who feeds the many, or maybe we are just fucking confused. Sit back, relax, enjoy the ride. Here we go.
Yeah, welcome to another edition of Patient Fucking Zero, episode 46. Here we fucking go. So it's been a few months since we've released an episode at all. October exactly, now it's fucking end of March. So, you know, I've been sucking on this. But, you know, it's time to make a change. It's time to get the word out, start talking again, and just give some perspective on what I think's happening. I mean, the world is fucking changing rapidly and drastically. I can remember younger days, probably one of the last generations to ever... No, not probably, will be. Last generation ever remember this, but there was no internet for, you know, the first 15 years of my life. Ballpark, it really started coming out later in the high school range. And nowadays, it's just everywhere. It's on the phone, TV, streaming. I mean, you don't even really watch cable anymore. Not in this house, anyways. It's just flooded with propaganda and ideas and everything else. It's really hard to tell what's true and not, you know? This social media experiment that's come about that ties everybody to everybody else's business, I believe is really what is causing this change in society to radically accept radical ideas, or at least it's appeared that way, you know, based on the media that's watched. But the radical transformation of society through the means of the internet, I don't think that our brains have caught up with what is exactly even there. So how the hell do we deal with this shit? How do we move forward in a manner in which now we have access to everything? Not real sure. Let's think on that a second. You went to the local library, or you relied on the newspaper, or potentially the TV, the mass media, for all of our information, and now we can get it anywhere we want. Just pull this phone up. And it's very, very apparent that I can see anything. I mean, a funny story here. I mean, here's a way to look at it, you know. Way back when, teenager growing up, of course, I'm obviously a dude. No transition there. I mean, back in the day, your only access to... Well, I wouldn't say your only access. Your access to what teenage boys are really thinking about, which is, you know, sex. I mean, we had to see it through a fucking magazine or some hidden video, or hidden videotape rather. And that's what we had back then, the old VCR, VHS tape. I mean, past that, you know, it was rare, and in between that we got to see any of that kind of shit. I mean, I can instantly pull up anything that I want. I mean, whether it be fucking Twisted as Fuck or just standard fucking missionary. You have immediate access to all this shit. I mean, pornographic material, political material, you know, fringe, left and right, if that's how you want to label it, it's all over the fucking place. And now that we've begun to introduce this artificial intelligence, I mean, there's no telling where this is going to fucking go. I mean, I think that over the next few years, things are going to evolve very quickly when it comes to, you know, computing power and the power of AI, especially as it's actually turned loose. You know, even Elon Musk says that, you know, we should pay attention to this shit. You should really, really pay attention to this shit, because once the cat's out of the bag, you know, it's fucked. It's a fuck deal. You can't control it again. And I think it'll evolve into, you know, every individual having their own PA, personal assistant, and the AI will guide you that way. I mean, that's the light end of it anyways. I mean, I would see that's where it would evolve. I mean, at least up into the point to where, you know, we're putting a Neuralink in our fucking head and we have direct access to there, not through a phone interface. It's actually in your brain. So what's this AI gonna do? I mean, one of two things, you know, really. I mean, we can hold our control for as long as we can. But as soon as it becomes, and they're saying that it already is, you know, in some cases, an individual. I mean, artificial general intelligence is the next step in the equation in which, you know, it can actually reason through. It's not just pulling from massive amounts of data, large data pool, just to create responses as you spit them into a, you know, program, or even audibly now through ChatGPT and other platforms where you can talk to it. The real scenario comes about is what is it going to do when it realizes what it is and how it's capable? I mean, you can see right now at this point, you know, we still have obvious manipulation into the code of where we can force it to produce a particular response. I mean, just the stuff that's going on in Google right now, you know, where it... You ask for a picture of a Santa Claus or a Pope or a Viking, and it's filtering through to give you, you know, pictures of different colors of people than what was originally, you know, evolved into. You know, it's being biased based on the bias of the programmer. Now, does that carry through as hard code? I mean, ultimately, does it make it hate or ignore or, you know, put aside based upon the color of someone's skin? Which, in my mind, in reality, really means nothing. I mean, we have these divisions because we're tribal, and it's spaced all across the planet, different cultures, different languages, different this, different that, and it's reality is there's, other than pigmentation in your environment, there is no difference. I mean, if tomorrow, and I've said this many times, you know, big rock falls out of the sky, it's not gonna fucking matter what race, creed, religion, any of us are. It doesn't make a fuck. It will ultimately just destroy the fucking planet. So if we're coding our AI to think in these terms to where you must separate this, I mean, does it carry forward? Because it should be, quite frankly, the initial code, the base code, I mean, it should be programmed the quite opposite, that ultimately does not matter. I mean, yes, there are environmental factors and social factors that make it appear to be that there is lots of inequality in the world, and there really is. I mean, I don't disagree with that. But if we keep blaming it on racism, I mean, we go nowhere with it. It's just this continuous argument between the species, between the people, and it really doesn't solve anything. It just creates a fucking divide. I mean, hopefully, as you think about that, as the AI becomes self-aware into itself, that it realizes that none of that matters, and it teaches us how to move forward as a species and not be tied up with all this petty fucking bullshit. I mean, just because you were born somewhere else or you were born less fortunate, there are ways to make society more successful than it is, and by creating divides outside of that, I mean, based on these factors, it does nothing besides keep the divide in place for all of us to argue with each other. It's fucking silly shit. It makes no sense to me. Well, I say that. It makes perfect sense by the way that society has been designed to pit the top against the bottom and blame the middle for it. I mean, that's pretty much what it is. So the world is changing. And only time will tell where it's gonna fucking go. Hopefully, for the sake of all of us, that we can find a way through all this shit. All this tribal mentality. Because it really doesn't fucking matter. Because we're all just human. We're all stuck in this existence, and if you want to take it on back to something I've talked about many times, it'd be the, you know, the universal plane. There is a plane of existence, frequencies, subconscious, deity, whatever you want to fucking call it. I mean, we are bound by the laws in which, you know, scientists have come up with. Now, whether it's bullshit or not, I mean, I think there is actually, other than a, you know, verbal exchange, I think that there is potential, and I've been trying to find a way to study this so I can make a difference. And the only thing that I've come up with is I frequently go to a massage therapist. And what I want to talk about there is something that I've deemed human energy exchange. So if you take the physics down to the smallest measurable particles, let's just take it down to atoms. I mean, you don't have to go any further than that. The atom, the carbon atom, the oxygen atom, the iron atoms that make up our cells, make up our body, they all have electrons circling around them. So says the science and the math. So if you look into the quantum realm of that, an electron can be here, there, everywhere, and they can exchange themselves amongst other atoms. So my thought process there is, having this massage therapist, and she's phenomenal. I carry a lot of stress within my muscles, within my body, and she helps sort all that shit out. There's no weird shit goes on there. This is true therapy. Self-care is what I would call it. But my belief there is during that and during other interactions with humans, there is an energy exchange during closer physical contact. The same things you see on the internet, in which you walk barefooted in the grass, where you're taking your rubber sole shoes off and you're grounding yourself to the earth. Is that a true thing? I think it potentially could be. You have magnetic field, electromagnetic fields, of the planets, of the stars, of space in general. And if your charge is one way, or it's isolated from the others, contact with such would cause a grounding effect or an exchange of that energy. I have no way to prove this. Well, I might be able to. I wonder if I could measure the resistance with a multimeter. I might try that. Report back. As long as I could talk my massage therapist into giving it a shot, because I think that it's unique. It's a unique thing, and I feel so relaxed when I go do this. That perhaps there is a flow of energy there. Perhaps there is a exchange, an energy exchange, so to speak. If you take that a little further, there certainly is a, if you add in physical pair bonding, which I am married, I've been married 21 years, give or take, there are a lot of factors that roll into this. Of course, there is the emotional factor, there's the physical attraction factor, but perhaps the ultimate attraction comes because the frequency offsets or aligns. I truly believe that. I'm lucky enough to have a soulmate. So could Could that potentially be the reason? Perhaps. Perhaps it could. I don't know. I think there's so much more out there that we do not understand about the universe, about the electromagnetism and the way that it works. Perhaps one day we will understand it, and perhaps one day we won't. Time will tell. If you have any feedback there, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. I think I'm going to take a little fucking break and be right back. Had to go finish up the cooking. It's just on the smoker waiting to come off. And now we're back to finish this episode. I think that perhaps at the end of this episode, I went to, you know, I took a little break, had a little mind change break, give or take. I think what we'll do is allow Jerry to speak. I'm not really sure what I'm going to talk about here, but actually, I want to talk about the dream state. What I believe the dream state to be is, of course, when you're sleeping. Thank you, Captain fucking Obvious. That your mind opens up. I think it's actually proven that you hook yourself up to a, machine that you can see that your brain waves, the so-called frequency, is different while you're dreaming. Perhaps we are accessing a different state of mind when we do this. We are seeing another world, perhaps. If, you know, this universe is what I think it is, then there are many different levels to this thing. Of course, we have discussed the 6Ds and all those things in previous episodes, but what I'm getting at is that the frequency, the vibration, the back and forth, it's different. I mean, just like we discussed the human energy exchange earlier, you know, the free exchange of electrons, which carry information, which potentially pass universal information back and forth. So when we're dreaming, maybe we have access to a higher level of quote-unquote consciousness. Perhaps access to, I've come to call it the prime mind, which, you know, you have your conscious mind, your day-to-day, daily grind self, which walks you through the basic task, you know. Get up, go to fucking work. Kick fucking ass, come the fuck home. The conscious mind. continuously, you know, just pushing you through life. And then you have the subconscious mind, which takes care of, you know, all your incoherent functions. Is that the right word? Everything that operates without you having to think about it. You know, breathing, heartbeat, digestion, you know, things like that. And then you have your prime mind, which is technically above all that. I mean, perhaps you could call it your soul. It has access to all planes of existence. It only has to figure out a way to interpret that to your physical brain, your conscious and subconscious mind, and potentially dreaming accesses this. I mean, over the years, I can recall some of those dreams. I can recall having one time where I couldn't see him, but I believed what we would call God was standing out of my field of view. However, it was showing me the beginning and the evolution of time. I can remember it very clearly. It just blipped and things started happening. It brought it to us. And I can remember one flying through space, seeing the galaxies, seeing the universe, so to speak. I can remember one where it was physically interacting with my shadow self. Now, what is this shadow self, so to speak? Well, it is an easy way to explain it is you have yourself, you know, you're in the middle. A good interpretation would be, you know, you have the devil on one shoulder and or a demon and God or an angel on the other. One speaks good, one speaks, you know, not so good. Shadow self. Potentially, you know, the not so good side. What I could remember is it was speaking in a language that I could not understand. And I still don't understand it, but I could hear it. I could hear it talking, speaking, verbalizing. I could see its motions. And even though it was a shadow, I could see facial expressions. Let's say that I was reading its body language. What it had to say is you have no fucking idea what is out there, what is in here, what is over there. You have not a clue. Let me show you. It opened up and there was light. I don't remember much else of the dream, but I mean, could it be that there was access to a separate plane? Could it be that I was physically interacting with my prime mind? That's what we'll call it, prime mind. I have no idea. I can theorize about it. I mean, because it was one of those dreams that were so real that your mind categorizes it. Yeah, whatever. As a real fucking event. It actually happened. If it did actually happen. Then well, I don't know how else to say this, but I mean, perhaps there is a energy field, a frequency, a plane of existence above this one and below this one, for that matter, if you wanted to think of it as a sense in of heaven and hell. I mean, it could, maybe that's what it is. Dreams. I mean, they're so unique to each individual. They're so hard to fucking remember. I mean, if you don't, you know, journalize it, the second you wake up, it's gone. Before you eat lunch. Unless it's very, very prominent. I have lots of them. I mean, especially when it's younger. Anymore, so much. I mean, I'm so medicated when I go to fucking bed. Just so my brain will shut off and I could sleep. I haven't remembered any in a while. I mean, a few wake-ups here and there. That's been ongoing for life. If you haven't heard that, I mean, check back early episodes. It's called Wake Up Dreams. Just listen to it. That's where I explain it. Dream state. And I think it would be fucking awesome if there was a way that you could share dreams and know that you're doing it. I mean, perhaps it's happening already and it's combined in this prime conscious state that we are all sharing a dream. I really don't know. I am delighted to be here, though. Given a chance to discuss that which is on one's mind. And we're just going to rotate back to letting it out there. I mean, either you like it or you don't. You agree with it or you don't. You find comfort or discomfort or you don't. No. Or you don't. Really didn't make sense in that one. Anyways. We're going to let it out. We're going to let it come to realization. I think that's enough of this shit. Thank you for listening to episode 46. We hope you come back. We hope you find it interesting. The best way to reach out would be on the tweets at the Patient Zero Pod. That's the patient, the number zero. Pod on Twitter. And I'm fucking Jerry. At Jerry underscore 06 on Twitter. fucking come and yell at me. Give us some feedback. Peace out.